It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, this is our now weekly Saturday episode of Opinions Matter. It's called Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. This is very different from everything else that we do. And in fact, if you back in the day were a fan of Get It Off Your Chest, which was basically Jeremy and I just rambling inanely about anything that came to mind, well, then you'll love this podcast, Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. So let me explain how this happens. Every day during the week, we broadcast our show live on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Adrian Kay and Jeremy D. And before we begin the actual podcast bit of the show, which is the bit that we release on Spotify and Apple Podcasts during the week, we ramble in order to build up the audience on Facebook. We talk about everything and anything. And that's what you're going to hear from this week's shows. So we have all sorts of weird conversations coming up. For example, how I agree with just one thing that Donald Trump has done. You can find out what that is. We hear about people who are absolutely terrified of the port tunnel, and how a woman's chicken fillets flew out of her bra onto a packed dance floor. And that's just a little bit of what we're going to deal with on this latest Opinions Matter podcast. It's Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version, episode number 7. So let's start last Monday. I have a confession to make. I have a confession to make, and I have to make it now.
But no, I'm not. I can't. Well, hang on then. Go and do it then. Do it properly. Turn off the music.
No, okay. Why? What's this?
You used to knock on the priest's little slot.
You used to knock on the priest's little slot? What are you talking about?
Do you remember you used to...
What are you on about? I never knocked on any priest's slot.
I can't remember what you used to... What was the thing you used to have to say? Can anybody remember what the thing you used to have to say was? Because it's been years since I was confessing anything.
Confession. You didn't have to knock.
You just said, yeah, you did. Well, in our church.
Yeah. No, you just walked in, you sat down.
No, he would. How would he know that you
were
in there?
And then he'd open his little window.
No, he wouldn't. No. How would the priest? Priests aren't psychic, you know. So how would the priest know that you're sitting? So in our church, it was a double booth.
Yeah, on either side.
One on either side. So the priest had a swivel chair.
Yeah.
Used to swivel in there all
That's
the time.
That's what he did, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, our parish priest would be swiveling for hours on end. Be going back and forth. But you used to go...
Right.
Is there a pub called the Confection Pub?
There is in town, yeah.
How did I know you'd know the answer? See, I didn't have to even ask you.
Why?
Because I knew you'd know. I'd say you can name every pub in Dublin. I'll name an area in Dublin, okay? Just to see you.
No, I don't know.
Just to see if Adrian has an alcohol problem, okay? So what I'm going to do is...
I do have an alcohol problem.
This is
The problem is I've no alcohol.
It's a problem. We'll get that sorted.
There's none.
We need to get a mini fridge for this.
Yeah, we actually do, yeah.
So here's what I'm going to do. So if Adrian can answer these 5 questions correctly, yeah? It means he has an alcohol problem, okay? So I'm going to name... Now, this is completely unscripted and unrehearsed. Unrehearsed. I'm going to name 5 places in Dublin,
mm-hmm.
and you have to name a local pub in that area.
Oh, that's hard.
Ah, you've been in every watering hole known to man.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, that's hard, though.
So what, you're not using Google?
Ah, I have to.
No. Okay, you ready?
Yeah,
so
go on.
I'll name the first place. Okay. So let's start off easy. Swords.
Swords? Ah, there's loads and swords.
No, just one.
Betsy's.
Betsy's, is that
Betsy's,
really a
Betsy's, or K67.
Oh, geez, and you can name two, God.
Okay. And
stop.
Recently closed was Wright's.
Oh, my God.
Wright's is gone.
Go. Okay, stop. Okay, that's swords, so that's one.
Okay, yeah.
So 5 areas in Dublin. Okay, second one.
Yep.
Now, it's not really Dublin, it's a bit outside. I'm going to try and trick you with this one. Greystones.
Ah, the beach house.
Oh, fucking hell. Okay.
The beach house.
No, you're not blagging here.
No.
This beach is real. House. Okay.
Yeah.
Number 3.
Yeah, come on.
Clondalkin.
Oh, Clondalkin.
Pub in Clondalkin.
Oh, what's it called?
can't remember
is
now.
Is it Finch's?
No.
I think it could be Finch's.
I don't know.
Okay, so that's... You didn't get, okay, the next one. Are we doing one? Ballymun.
Ballymun?
Yeah.
There's hardly any pubs left in Ballymun. They're all closed.
Is there no pubs in Ballymun?
No. There's one in the hotel.
I would have thought pubs would do better. Those kind of areas have more money than the rest of us.
No, there's one in the hotel.
The people in Ballymun are loaded.
But there used to be loads of pubs in Ballymun. They're all gone.
What?
The towers
and places. The Laurels in Clondalkin.
Oh, the Laurels. Yeah, I did actually hear that. Yes. I don't know.
What's the one that has barred up windows?
Barred up windows?
Barred up windows. Literally, you walk in and it looks like... They deliberately built it so it looked like Mount Joy so the customers would feel at home.
In where? In Clondalkin?
In Clondalkin. So literally, they leave prison, yeah?
And they go straight to the pub.
they've done their 16 to 18 months in Wheatfield or Mount Joy, yeah?
Yeah.
And the first thing the Clondalkin heads do when they get out of prison is...
Straight to the pub.
Got to go to the pub, yeah?
Because there's bars.
And they go to a pub and they made the pub look like a prison... So that they would still feel at home. Like they've slop buckets in the corner as well, so you can do a shite while you're having a pint. You can literally slop out while you're pinting.
I don't know what pub you're talking about, though.
Anyway.
Sorry, the question about Ballymun. There's one in the hotel, but the rest are all closed.
Okay, well, what hotel is this?
I can't remember the name of the hotel, but it's just there opposite the...
Premier Inn. Probably a Premier. It's always a Premier. Okay, finally.
Come on.
Okay, I'll give you another one now. Crumlin. And then we won't be mentioning that pub.
Well, that's the only one I can think of.
No, we won't be giving him publicity. I wouldn't darken the door of that place.
I've never had a pint in Crumlin ever in my life. So, Crumlin,
come on,
no.
Come on, you have to know. Okay, I'll give you a clue.
Give me a clue, yeah.
You're not the full way there.
The half shilling.
Half shilling?
The half mile.
No, you're nearly there. So, it's a kilometre to go the full way, but I don't want to go the full way.
Half the distance.
Doesn't sound like a name for a pub. Half the distance. Come on, you can do better.
A name of a pub.
Okay, so it's a kilometre to get me bus, yeah?
Yeah.
But I only want to walk half the way, but I want to have a break.
Ah, the halfway house.
The halfway house.
Yes, there you go.
A lovely Carberry, they do.
Carberry?
A lovely Carberry, yeah. Yes, they do.
Well, Nina.
I need to know what that pub that looks like a prison is. There was one in Finglas that used to look like a prison as well.
Yeah, the castle, yeah.
Remember even the arms of the chairs had tattoos on them.
the castle in Finglas.
You got 4 out of 5.
That's not bad, yeah.
Well, that's not a badge of honour.
What?
That literally confirms what the listeners have been saying about you all day.
Which is what?
They've been messaging me all day saying Adrian's an alcoholic. You need to deal with Adrian's alcoholism.
Oh.
Galway? Yeah.
The Keys Bar. Great pub.
See, the fact that you even know how good these pubs are means you've been in them.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't even tell you where the Keys was. Wouldn't have a clue where the Keys was.
The Keys is a great bar. One of the most famous bars in Galway.
Donnybrook.
Oh, it's closed now. It's closed. It used to be on the corner.
Closed on the corner?
Yeah.
Great name for a pub.
It used to be a great pub in Dundrum. What's the name of it? Can't remember, but it's gone
Dundrum,
now anyway.
Dundrum, we're talking about Donnybrook.
Oh, Donnybrook, sorry. Yeah,
but Kylie's. Was it Kylie's?
Could have been Kylie's, yeah, but it's gone anyway.
Okay, but you've been there, I assume.
I've been there, yeah.
So is there any pub you haven't been? Where's the confession box? That's how we start the conversation.
It's on Marlborough Street, or just off Marlborough Street.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a great old, pub. Anyway, what was I about to say? Yes,
you were about
I have
to
a confession to make, yeah?
Which is why we ended up talking about confession boxes.
Correct.
Have you ever had a reach around in a confession box?
Pardon me?
Have you ever had a reach around?
What does that even mean?
Well, you know what a reach around is.
No. What's a reach around?
Oh. Well, okay, you're an intelligent man.
A reach around?
You did the leave insert.
I did.
Yeah, the applied.
Well, I turned up.
Yeah, the applied leave insert.
Hang on, what's a reach around?
I don't think that was a question in the leave insert. It'd be very inappropriate. Come on, what do you think a reach around is?
I've absolutely no idea.
When someone stands behind you and gives you an L tug.
An L tug? So you're asking me...
In fact, most of the pubs that you mentioned today as having drank in, you'd probably get a reach around in the Jacks. You'd probably get a reach around. Have you ever had a reach around in this confession box?
No, nothing ever happened to me in the confession box ever.
Okay, anyway, what have you got to confess?
I finally, it's taken a long time, but I finally...
Gave up the cigarettes.
No, that was 3 years ago.
I saw your post on social media, by the way.
Yeah.
Attention seeking much.
What?
Literally.
No, just saying if I can do it, anybody can.
Oh, literally looking for praise.
Not looking for praise at all.
You put up a post there and I actually blocked him on all social media channels.
I gave up cigarettes 3 years ago.
Nobody cared. Nobody.
But the point I was making, if you just shut up, you patronising prick, was if I can give them up, anybody can. That's all I was saying. That's it. That's all. In other words, trying to encourage other people to give them up.
That's not what you were doing. You were, look, as I saw, you were refreshing your Instagram feed looking for a scene of many likes you got. Nobody cares. You go on like you give up.
Will you wait for my confession?
Yeah, it's taken a long time to come.
Donald Trump, yeah? He's finally done something that I approve of.
We've not discussed this already.
Yeah, but I...
Are we really repeating material now?
I have a reason for saying it, yeah?
Yeah.
One of the highlights of my year, every year, is the lovely Shamrock Shake in McDonald's, yeah?
Is it out?
Yeah, it's out. Okay. So I had one over the weekend, yeah?
It's just a vanilla shake with a bit of green flavouring in the
back. No, but it's minty taste off it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But anyway, I couldn't even get to the end of the...
It went soggy on you.
It went soggy on me. Yeah, it went limp.
That'd be old age.
It was bent and limp.
Yeah.
Soggy.
Soggy and limp.
And it was just... I ended up having to take the lid off and drink the milkshake just down the hatch. So finally, Donald Trump has said something that I agree with. And that is, plastic straws need to come back.
No, they are coming back. I have a bag of them at home.
No, they're not coming back here.
I bought them up in... Is it legal to say this? Will I be arrested? I bought them up in Sainsbury's.
Up the north?
Yeah, in the UK.
Up the north?
Yeah, I was in the UK 2 weeks ago.
You were up the north?
In the UK.
And you bought plastic straws?
It said on my phone when I was in the UK. You said Vodafone UK on my phone. That's what it said. I was in the occupied... land.
Yeah, and you bought...
And I went into...
The number one thing on your priority list of things to buy up the north...
Up north, yeah.
...was a box of plastic straws.
That's the only reason I drove up there. And for a 10-pound bottle of Captain Morgan's. Happy days.
But you don't drink?
Shop in Lisburn.
You don't drink?
What?
What did you do with the Captain Morgan's?
Oh, I drank that bottle.
Did you?
Tell you, yeah.
So you were up the north...
In the UK.
And you bought plastic straws.
Yeah, I bought plastic straws. So,
and there's Alan saying metal straws are the future.
My wife sucks through a metal straw. And we have a box of them at home in our... we've basically a posh drawer in our kitchen.
A posh drawer.
So it basically has all the really good cutlery. So we have in it, we have dessert forks.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Do you know what a dessert fork
is? Of course
I
do, yeah.
Small little dessert. Yeah. Now, most of you eat with your hands because you're all animals. So you don't even know what this is. But on Sundays, we have pastry Sundays in our house where my wife makes...
Pastry Sundays?
Where my wife makes an array of pastries and we eat them with our dessert fork. So say last week, she made a pain au chocolat.
You what?
Pain au chocolat.
What's that?
Pain au chocolat.
I have no idea what pan au chocolat is.
She made profiteroles.
I know what profiteroles are.
Profiteroles. And she made, which is, I love nibbling on my wife's strudel.
Do you?
Oh, he does nothing. Sunday, I spent about an hour nibbling on her strudel.
Were the kids around?
What?
Were the kids around?
No, the kids were gone for the day. We whipped them off. And she came out into the living room and she produced her strudel in front of me. And there was still steam coming off her strudel and dripping off it. Oh, it's a dripping strudel.
Jesus. And,
sorry?
I'm glad the kids were gone.
Anyway, I digress. Our posh drawer
has
like dessert serving spoons and all that. It's very, very posh.
Dessert serving spoons is posh?
Yes, it is. It is. As I said, most of these listeners literally eat like animals. They think toothpicks are posh. what were we saying about opening the drawer?
Your posh drawer. Yeah, it has steel straws, does it?
Steel straws in there. And she uses...
They're manky.
No, they
are. No, I can't even stand the taste of them.
I know. It's wrong. It is.
So, finally...
So, we also have a placemat drawer as well, which is quite posh.
Wow, that's very posh.
It is, literally, and they're not the placemats now. I know a lot of you use paper placemats in your house. You use the paper ones. What are they called, doilies?
You have a posh drawer for...
It's all Newbridge cutlery.
Newbridge cutlery,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then you have a posh drawer...
We got them all as wedding presents years ago.
You have a posh drawer for, like, these jokes.
Yeah, so
dinner mats.
It's not your proper ones that you lot eat off, as I said, the paper ones, the doilies that you rip up afterwards. These would be exquisite. Like we have a set of Denby, I think is the make, of Denby placemats, which we will...
Denby placemats?
Denby placemats, yeah. Let me see.
What's a Denby placemat?
Well, Denby's a make.
I know what Denby is.
You know, you wouldn't know.
I have Denby cutlery.
You buy your cutlery in Mr. Price.
No.
Yes, you do.
IKEA.
IKEA. So the Denby placemats are quite expensive and posh. There they are. They're looking. They're lovely. Now, they were actually bought by our son.
Bought by your son?
About 4 years ago, my son was using my phone. Right. And he went onto my Amazon thing and bought Denby placemats from the station. And 2 weeks later, this postage package arrived from Amazon, yeah? And we opened it up and I was like, Sue, that's my wife's name, by the way.
Sue, yeah.
Did you order Denby placemats? She says, no. And we couldn't work out for ages. And finally, my son admitted that he bought Denby placemats, not knowing what they were.
Right. And they're posh, Denby. He knew to buy posh.
So what was the confession?
About the straws.
Oh, is that it? It'd be over the confession?
Yeah.
By the way, can I just say,
It made my Shamrock Shake horrible. Okay. I really didn't enjoy it.
Has anybody else got a posh drawer in their house? What else have we got in the posh drawer? Actually, what I'll do is when I get home later, I'll take a photo of the posh drawer and show you what's in it. Sorry, we've a silver garlic crusher in the posh drawer.
Really?
So it's actual. So you know that you put the clove in.
I know what it is.
You put the clove in. No, you
that's
buy
po- you. You think that's posh, do yeah. you?
No, you buy your garlic butter at Mr. Price again. You think that's proper garlic? We make our own garlic butter, and you crunch it itself.
I know how to do that.
It's the poshest drawer. Oh, and we've a very very posh, made by what's the name of that French company that make the little bowls? What's their name?
To make the little bowls.
They're down in that place you always go for your shopping. Down in Kildare. What's it called?
Kildare Village.
Yeah. What's the name of the shop?
Samsonite.
No, what's it called? They make crockery. What are they called?
I have no idea.
Ah, Jesus, you do. Look it up. They're in
Denby.
No, it's not Denby. We have in the drawer, we have a set of four, what are they? Oh, ramekins. You know ramekins?
No, what's a ramekin?
Most of you don't know what ramekins is.
Well, I don't.
You eat out of troughs, so... In fact, most of you listening eat out of KFC buckets.
Yeah, no better man.
So a ramekin is a little dish, a little circular dish.
Right.
That you would serve maybe your fondue. Have you ever had fondue in the house? No.
So the 80s is on the phone for you.
It's not Tipperary.
Fondue is so 80s.
What is the make of the... Oh, that's it. Leslie. Leslie got it right. Now, I don't know if that's how it's pronounced, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Le Croust... Le Croust?
Le Croust?
Yeah, I think that's the name of the shop.
No. No idea what that is.
Oh, Eddie's back. Oh, Eddie, piss off. Jesus, we thought you were being... If anyone tunes into this version of the podcast, they must need their head tested. Eddie, we'll have you know. And by the way, this appears in our
Saturday podcast.
Which is Opinions Matter Extra. It's the most listened to episode every week, Eddie. So shove that up your...
Jaxi.
No, shove that up your Le Croucette. The most listened to. So piss off, Eddie. Time to piss off.
Piss off. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Say it again.
Le Croust, is it?
I'd say your missus would know what it is.
Would she?
She would have
I'll
bought.
I'll ask her later on.
Would, how is her crockery?
What?
How is her crockery?
Not a bother on it.
How is her dishes?
Perfect, yeah.
And how are... Did she have a lovely set of ramekins?
If I knew what they were, I'd say yes.
When was the last time you saw your wife's ramekins? Valentine's Day.
Oh, was it?
She probably cooked on Valentine's Day, did she?
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. And that's probably just as well.
Can I tell you a little bit of information?
Tell me a little bit of information.
My mother is afraid of the Port Tunnel.
Is afraid? My missus is as well, believe
no, afraid,
it or not.
No, afraid is the wrong word. She doesn't...
Yeah, she just doesn't like it.
She doesn't think it's going to come after
it. No, but just doesn't like it.
So 2 years ago, I was dropping my mother to the airport mm-hmm. to go on holidays to Turkey.
Is that relevant to the story?
No, it's part of the story, yeah. It's part of the, but not the oh God, I was about to use that word.
Not the what?
not the part that Elwins go to get young Turkish men.
Kusadasi?
Yeah, she goes to the posh part. What's the posh part called?
Marmaris.
No, that's scum as well. That's some way holidays job.
What?
What's the name of the place where all the balloons over the mountains?
All the balloons over the mountains?
Yeah. Very famous in Turkey.
No idea.
And salt mines and salt water and all that. What's that called?
The sea.
No. Anyway, she doesn't go... She goes to the nice part of Turkey. Anyway, what is that part of Turkey called?
Is there a nice part of Turkey?
Oh, hang on, I have to find... Sorry, bear with me. Turkey, balloons over mountains. You always see people putting up photographs. Cappadocia. Have you never heard of Cappadocia?
No.
You've never heard of Cappadocia? Have you ever been to Turkey?
Just Istanbul.
Well, that's in Turkey, so you've been to Turkey.
I have.
Okay. Anyway, she was going to Cappadocia.
I've never heard of it.
Hang on. Jesus.
Cappadocia.
Cappadocia. Have you never seen those pictures of, look, beautiful.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah? Balloons?
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a balloon?
No.
Have you not?
No, I'd be terrified.
What do you mean you'd be terrified?
I'd be terrified.
It's the same as an airplane.
Snod, you're standing in a basket.
In fact, a balloon is safer than an aeroplane.
You're in a basket.
But what's the chance? How can that balloon burst? That balloon cannot burst. And even if it does burst, yeah?
Yeah.
Even if, a bird with a sharp beak. You've been with a few birds with sharp beaks in your day, haven't you?
Burst the balloon.
Say with a bird with a sharp beak and bad eyesight, yeah?
Yeah.
In Marmaris. It's flying along and he doesn't see the balloon. And he bangs into the balloon with his beak.
Yeah. Burst the balloon.
You could burst the balloon with your beak. That balloon ain't going to fall out of the sky.
Where's the story after coming from?
Because it will take ages for the balloon to... You'd be able to get down on ground before all the air has gone out of the balloon, won't you?
I don't know. I just wouldn't be into balloons.
In the same way, if you prick a balloon, a birthday balloon, if you prick a birthday balloon with a pin, yeah?
Yeah.
It won't burst straight away. It'll take about 10 minutes to get down. So they're quite safe. Balloons are safer than planes.
Okay, yeah.
Well, why are you not buying this? They are. Anyway, I was dropping my mother out to the airport to go to Marmaris in Turkey. Balloons, mm-hmm. Famous for balloons. And we were running a bit late. And naturally, I decided to take the port tunnel. And I didn't tell her that because I didn't realise she had a fear of the tunnel. And I was driving towards it. And as I went into the tunnel, she started going.
Jeez, I'd have brought her straight to the hospital.
No, she was like, you know, one of those movies where someone's possessed.
Yeah. You know, was your mother in the tunnel?
Head twisting around. Oh, I can't do this. I says, what's wrong, Marge?
Jesus, she's making those. Jesus.
She said, I can't go underground. So I had to reverse out of the tunnel.
Oh, really?
Oh, there was major drama. She literally...
I had a meltdown.
That's the way she was. So I had to reverse out of the tunnel, which I'm sure is probably illegal.
Yes, it is, yeah.
And dangerous, because she wouldn't go into the tunnel. And I got very pissed off at her that day. And I was like, why? What's the issue? What do you think is going to happen in the tunnel? And she says, I don't like being underground. I said, in a few years, you are going to be underground. No, but she is. That's a statement.
Jesus.
No, but that's a statement of fact.
Yeah, but maybe that's why she doesn't like it.
But when she's dead, she's going to be underground. Everybody's going to be underground when they're dead.
No, not if you're cremated.
Oh, yeah, that's very true. Yeah. That's very true. But apparently then, and I looked it up, apparently there's a huge fear. People have a huge fear of tunnels.
Yeah, no, my missus is the same. Doesn't like it at all.
Tunnel-phobia. Now, the one thing I don't like about the tunnel is the bloody price of it.
Yeah, it's expensive.
It's like £12 to go from one end to the next. But she says, if you ever bring me on the tunnel again...
I'm done with you.
I will be 6 foot under. Marmaris, by the way, if you want to go somewhere on holidays.
That's what I said at the very start, and you said no.
What?
That's the very first place I mentioned.
No, Marmaris.
Yeah.
What was the place? Cappadocia. That's what you need to do. Don't go to Marmaris. Marmaris is where you buy... they're all in the shops buying the cheap Michael Kors bags and stuff like that. You're a knockoff man.
Oh, big time, yeah. You better believe it.
You smell of knockoff. And you know what makes me sick about you?
Oh, what?
Is that you buy knockoff, yeah?
Yeah.
But you think it makes that people don't see through it. And when you're coming in with your Tommy Hilfiger, is that the name? The Tommy Hilfiger jacket.
That's what it was,
that you bought at Marmaris in a stall. You think that you look the shit because you're after spending the expensive thing. But I can see through fake shit.
Can you?
Yeah. I don't get that whole thing. The same when you're going on holidays and you're buying the lucky stuff and all that.
I know, I'm not interested in that.
Remember they were all used to be going around with their Beats by Dre headphones and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't be arsed. I don't even go... Lucky's, to be honest with you, don't even approach me when they see me on holidays because they know that I earn a good wage and I'm actually quite sophisticated. And that
don't you?
I've never been approached by a lucky on holidays. Never been approached. Hey, do you want to buy your mama a Michael Kors bag? Do you want a Michael Kors bag? Good price for Michael Kors. Is that racist what I'm doing here?
It kind of is, yeah.
It's not really. They are from Africa.
No, but
that's a statement. But they are from Africa. Statement of fact. No, I don't do fake shit. And you always notice when you're on the plane coming home and they're all at the gate and all the young ones have their bags. Although you and Katie were slagging my daughter last year, I believe.
Over.
When she went on holidays and she got braids in her hair.
Oh, we did indeed. Yes, yeah, we did.
What's your issue? Sorry?
You talk about Takarama.
Sorry, what's your issue with braids? It's the one thing my daughter...
It's a Pavo thing. It is.
Sorry, the resorts I go to aren't Pavo. In fact...
The resorts you go to are nothing. Because there's nobody at them.
In fact, the resorts I go to, the signs are up saying no Pavos allowed. So what's Pavo about braids? Now, can I just say... Think very carefully before you open your mouth here, because half of our audience...
Yeah.
Have kids that get their braids done.
Correct. Yep.
What's your issue? Because I'm going to throw something in your face now. It's going to shut you up.
Which is?
No. Tell me what you think of...
It's tacky.
No, keep going.
Braids are tacky.
No, don't pull back. Go on.
That's it. Braids are tacky. Tacky.
Braids.
Tackorama.
Braids in girls' hair on holidays.
It's tacky.
So the first thing my daughter does on the first day of her holidays is she goes down to the African woman. Yeah?
Yep.
Umbalabdi. Yep. And she says, because they know each other.
Yeah.
My name. And she says, can I have braids in my hair? Yeah. And then she gets the braids in her hair and she is made for the whole summer. Now, what's your issue with that?
Tacky.
Now, I can, but I haven't got time. I have a photograph, actually it's on your daughter's social media, of when she was a little girl on holidays with braids in her hair.
It wasn't on the holiday with me.
And? What's the point?
Tacky.
So you're calling her your daughter's mother tacky?
I didn't say it was her mother.
Well, who else would have got it? Who else would have got it?
Doesn't matter.
She was 10.
Don't talk.
She was 10.
Tacky. Ladies and gentlemen.
Who should be in Holland? No, who's
Good afternoon and welcome to Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
And if you are going on holidays, do get your daughter. It's one of those rites of passage that you have to get braids in your daughter.
Can I tell you that 10 years ago, you would have said the exact same tacky. Oh, that's tacky, that is.
No,
very tacky.
Never you said
absolutely.
So
100%.
How can braids?
100%.
How can braids? You know what's tacky? You know what's tacky on holidays if you want to mention it, yeah? You, and I've seen photographs of you. You're actually...
What?
You just
get on with it.
You walking around with a bloody Dublin jersey and a Dublin cap on you on holidays.
Like, that's great, yeah.
There was a photograph of you at the Wailing Wall. I don't even know what country that Wailing Wall is in. Where was that?
I wasn't wearing a Dublin jersey that
yes,
day.
Yes, you were. Where's the Wailing Wall? What country is it in?
In Jerusalem.
Which is what country?
Well, Israel / Palestine.
Well, you went to Israel? That's going to lose us a couple of thousand listeners.
Well, that was before the whole...
They were all nasty. They were always nasty. Anyway, so there's a photograph of Adrian at one of the most sacred places in the world you can go to. The Wailing Wall. And you see all these people here, sophisticated people, you know, with their shirts and their jackets and their cravats and all that. There was a lot of cravats in the photograph.
Cravats,
yeah. And there is a photograph of Adrian standing in front of the Wailing Wall in Israel in a Dubs jersey.
Stroke Palestine.
In a Dubs jersey saying five in a row or whatever it said on it. And a Dublin,
that's not true.
And a Dublin cap on
Stop
you.
Making shit
you
up.
Literally ooze.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
I don't take cocaine, by the way.
That's interesting to hear. Thanks for sharing that with us. Why did you feel the need to share that with us?
As you know, I'm one of Dublin and the commuter belt. One of Dublin and the commuter belt's premier DJs. I'm in
you
demand.
Do one poxy gig
no,
a week.
No, I have several gigs. Anyway, at one of my gigs last week.
He does one gig in a pub on a Saturday.
No,
that's
lots,
it.
Lots of gigs. Lots
no,
of gigs.
No gigs. No lots. Gigs. Yeah.
Your daughter frequents my gigs.
Not at the moment.
Not at the moment.
No,
she was there a couple of weeks ago. Drinking jugs of Blue Wicked and dancing on the tables.
No, I think that's a lie.
No, I think you'll find...
It must be more than 10 or 12 weeks ago.
Anyway, at my gig last week, somebody came up to me, who I know quite well, and asked me, was I on cocaine? And I said, no, I take grave offence to that.
Yeah.
I've never taken a drug in my... Yeah, those of you who know me well will know that I've never even taken cannabis. Never smoked a cigarette. I don't touch drugs. And I asked her why. I was quite offended. You know this woman, by the way.
Do I?
Yeah, you would.
This woman approached you at one of your many gigs.
She's not a woman. You're making it sound like she was a mystery woman. No, she's a woman. Would you know her? Oh, you do, actually, yeah.
How do I know her?
Oh, you do. You may have worked with her. And she says to me, geez, Jeremy, can I ask you a question? I never thought this would be your cup of tea. I says, what are you talking about? She says, do you do cocaine? I says, I do in my... I do cocaine.
Mm.
And she, I says, why? And she said, because you're always at your nose.
Well, you are.
I know.
And it's one of your most annoying traits. And you've loads, by the way. I could come up with a whole list.
We'll just use one for today. Don't use up all the material.
Okay, yes. So your most annoying trait is that you rub your nose half the time. When I'm editing the podcast,
yeah?
Every single day I have to edit out...
okay, I can't answer. So is nose twitching related to cocaine use?
Yes, that's of course, because you have to snort it up your nose.
No, I thought cocaine was you're doing that with your jaw.
Yeah, but he's that as well. But you can tell somebody's taking cocaine because they're rubbing their exactly like you.
Oh, yeah. Now, I have to be honest with you guys. I have a very itchy nose constantly. My nose is always itchy. There's nothing I can do about it. It's obviously a complaint I have. Like, why would
it's
I?
It's a very frustrating one.
Oh, for me, it's very frustrating.
Let's say you never made it in the world of radio because nobody puts you on the air because all you can hear is. That's why you've never been on the television.
So, sorry. This is Adrian. He was sacked from 104.
Wasn't sacked from anywhere.
Sacked from 98.
No.
Sacked from News Talk.
I still work there.
East Coast, LMFM, Galway Bay FM, Sligo FM.
I've never been sacked from a radio station in my life. But anyway, the reason you've never worked on television is you couldn't possibly imagine no, Patrick Keelty on a Friday night on the Late Late.
What guests have we got coming up tonight? You've got some great guests tonight on the show. That's me, Patrick Keelty.
Jesus, brutal. Where's he from, Mayo?
Oh, that's not a Mayo accent. Anyway, to answer your question, if you ever see me on the screen or you see me at my many, many gigs in Dublin and the surrounding commuter belt.
He does one gig in Bray on
Saturday. And you see me going like that with my nose, it's not because I've done a
line of Charlie.
Is that what it's called?
A line of Charlie, yeah.
I just have, it's an itchy nose. I don't know what to do about it. Now, a friend of mine suggested something and...
To actually take cocaine and get rid of it.
No, to get rid of my itchy nose.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's you can get it done in Turkish barbers. And what they do is they get big. So you know a Q-tip?
Yes.
What are they called? Cotton buds.
Oh, you're talking about the wax?
Yeah. So they get this huge big Q-tip. Like the thing they used to use for the COVID test. Remember?
Yeah.
COVID that didn't exist. It's all a scam. Scamdemic. COVID. Remember the thing you used to get up your nose?
Yeah, for a test, yeah.
For COVID. And
well, I had that wax treatment done on my ears a few years ago.
Yeah, so will you let me explain to the listeners what it consists
of? It's wax.
Yeah, so they put wax on the end of one of those COVID swabs and they put two of them up each nostril and they leave it up there.
And then they rip it out.
And then they rip it out and it comes out, in Adrian's case, it comes out looking like a rug because he's a big pecker.
Well, I don't have I'm not rubbing my big pecker all the time.
So where did you get it done?
It was on my ears, not on my nose. Now.
No, I don't mean where in your body. I mean where in the world?
In Turkey, actually.
You thought you were going in for a hand job.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
no. No, I actually went in.
Dirty git.
I actually went in.
Dirty git.
I went in for a haircut, right?
Yeah.
Because I'd forgotten to get one before we went on holidays. And I ended up...
You have very hairy ears, I meant to say that to you.
Well, I don't. I didn't after that day.
You look like Yoda.
So he puts this wax stuff in my ears, yeah?
Yeah.
And he again leaves it to dry and then... Oh my I can't imagine what it'd be like doing it in your nose.
Yeah, so that's the only option that I have to get rid of my itchy nose. So I'm not prepared because I've watched videos on YouTube and it looks absolutely horrific.
Horrific, yeah. It does.
Horrific. Now, can I just say before we go on as well?
Yeah, go on.
I want to say hello to a football team who are staying in the hotel at the moment.
I saw them, yeah. Who are they?
So there's a van parked in the car park of the White Sands Hotel where we are at the moment. And it's I took a photograph of them.
Who are they?
Peterborough United Football Club.
Ah, sure, they're Division 10 or something.
No, I don't think they are. I think they're Championship.
Are they?
I think they're a big
team. And what are they doing in Dublin? What are they doing in this hotel? Are they stalking us?
Well, I don't know. They're coming for the chicken wings or something like that. Actually, can I tell you all a funny story before we go on about football team?
I thought you were going to talk about chicken wings because I had another story to tell you about chicken wings. Well, not chicken wings, chicken fillets.
Well, we both tell a very quick story. These stories are worth waiting for. I have a great nightclub story that's you're all going to find this hilarious, okay? So myself and Adrian have been working in nightclubs, me in bigger ones than him. He does local bars and stuff like that. But
Jeremy works in one gig on a Saturday night.
We've been working by choice. We've all both been working in the nightclub scene for many, many years. I've worked in some of Dublin's finest nightclubs. And
As have I.
And I was working in Club M one night.
Mm-hmm.
And a load of lads came in one Saturday night and they were all dressed to the nines. They had the proper, you know, shirts with cufflinks. I love a shirt with a cufflink.
Yeah, you never wear one though.
No, I don't, but no. I love them. I love seeing it. And I like a shirt where the collar is different colour to the shirt. What's that called?
They're gone out with the Indians.
Oh yeah, but this was 20 years ago, okay?
Right, yeah, go on anyway.
So they were all wearing, they looked the part, okay?
Yeah.
And they arrived up to the door of Club M. And they said, "Well, how's it going? Yeah, great bunch lads out here. Right,
they're Australian now, are they?"
Yeah, g'day, g'day. No, they were from... So they told the management of the club that they were Portsmouth Football Club.
Okay.
So Portsmouth Football Club, I don't think they exist anymore, but they were a huge club back in the day.
Okay, stop running your nose.
Sorry, Portsmouth Football Club. So they told the management that they were Portsmouth Football Club. So the management were all running around like blue arse flies looking after them. They put them up in the VIP area. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They went around to the local centre and bought strawberries and chocolate sauce, and they were feeding them strawberries with fondue and all that.
Yeah.
And they were giving them bottles of champagne. Moët de Chandon.
Yeah.
Moët de Chandon.
If you knew anything, it's actually Moët
de Chandon.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're giving them Moët de Chandon. And they literally put all the staff looking after them because it's Portsmouth Football Club. Jesus, these
lads. Big lads. Yeah.
This is huge for us. And the lads were sitting there and I was DJing beside them. And I was thinking to myself, something a bit off here.
Right.
Yeah. Because these lads, some of them looked a bit out of shape.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find out what league they're in?
Yeah, League One. That's not even the championship.
So they're in the third
yeah,
tier.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway.
And not only are they in the third tier, they're 20th out of 24 in the league.
It's not a football show. We don't need to know. But back in the day,
they may as well be Bray Wanderers.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. No, but back in the day, they were a big team.
I'm talking about Peterborough, staying here in the hotel.
Yeah, I'm talking about Portsmouth.
Oh, Portsmouth, okay.
These huge players playing for them. And I was looking at a few of them and I said, there's something a bit amiss here. Because some of them had beer bellies. Now, footballers...
Generally
do not have beer bellies.
They do after their retirement.
After their retirement, yeah. They had, like, Wayne Rooney. But none of them looked actually fit, okay? They were well-dressed, but they didn't look fit. And I call over the manager and I says, I think there's something...
Something amiss here.
These are not Portsmouth Football Club. And I was Googling Portsmouth Football Club, and one of the players that played for Portsmouth at the time was David James. He was the England goalkeeper.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking around and going,
Where's Jamesy?
And Jamesy wasn't there.
Bit strange.
Why wouldn't Jamesy be there? And I said to the manager, this isn't Portsmouth. He says, it is. Sorry, Sophie, more strawberries for the number 10. More strawberries for the number 10. Moët de Chandon over here. And he says, it is. It's for Portsmouth Football Club. We're going to be all over the papers tomorrow. Anyway, the end of the night comes and the tab arrives. The bar bill.
Mm-hmm.
Running the tab. And the next minute you see all the lads putting their hands in their pockets and taking out spare change and putting down like 20. Oh, Jonah, have you got 20 euro?
Where are they from?
Portsmouth. Have you got 20 euro? Have you got a fiver? And they're trying to add up to the bill. The bill was about 900 quid, like, back in the day. It was a big bill, okay? And they're trying to...
They're counting out shillings and cents?
Counting out shillings. Your man's taking money out of a sock and and the whole lot. And
so who were they?
And it turns out they were just a couple of lads on a stag night.
They chanced their arm,
and they got 10 bottles of free champagne out of it just for chancing their arm. They were no more... Well, and the fact that I checked up the sports page on BBC, they were playing a game in England the next day.
At that time?
No, the next day. So there's no way they were going to be in Club M. So let that be. If you ever want to get VIP treatment on a night out, just say that you're a football team. The two of us could go out and say that we play for...
For what? What club do you think I could be playing for?
Obese United. Go and tell your... Have you time for your quick story?
Very quick story. If I say the word chicken fillet to you, what am I talking about?
My butcher does five for a tenner.
Very good. Yeah, right.
Very good deal.
There was a time where young'uns, yeah, used to wear chicken fillets in their bra.
Ah, flat ones.
Weren't actual chicken fillets.
Yeah, but they looked like
chicken. But they looked like a chicken fillet, yeah. And you were actually in the club that night.
Yes, I was. And I remember that night. I'll tell you what club it was.
Yeah, go on.
The Spa Well.
Was it?
Which takes me back to Adrian never got good gigs. They literally put him in the Spa Well.
That was a great gig, actually. That was a great gig. Anyway.
CIH?
What?
CIH? Cash in hand? IGGs.
IGGs?
Ill-gotten gains.
Oh, none of that.
No cash. You've never done a cash in hand gig?
Never in my life.
Okay.
So we were... dance floor is full.
Yeah.
We're yapping away. Out of nowhere, so this young one's up dancing. She's giving it loads.
I even remember the song.
What was the song? Way. How do you know the song?
I know you can't see this because it's a podcast, but Adrian just did the Donald Trump YMCA dance. No, it was The Maniac.
Was it?
Yeah, it was The Maniac.
Oh, it might have been.
Because I remember she was bopping around and the tits were going Left to right.
Flying all over the place.
Flying all over the place.
Anyway, the upshot of it is, as she's dancing, she starts wiggling like this.
Oggy, oggy, oggy.
Oi, oi, oi.
Yeah.
Her chicken fillets flew out of her bra.
Projectile.
Yeah.
Across.
And she spent the next 10 minutes on her hands and knees crawling around the dance floor.
I know. God,
looking for these chicken fillets out of her bra.
And then, do you remember the funniest part of that story? So she was on the floor on her knees, which would be quite common in the spa well.
Oh, no, allegedly. Back in the day.
That doesn't exist anymore.
The building still does.
And they're going to sue us because women were on their knees.
Yeah, what, well.
Could they sue us over that?
Go on, anyway.
Anyway, she was on her knees on the... And like there's all people dancing around and she's going around looking for them. Anyway, she managed to find one of the chicken fillets. So she, which I to this day I'll never understand why she did this. She put one chicken fillet back in.
Back so she's lopsided then.
Yeah. She put her left chicken fillet back in, yeah? So she must have felt like a right old tit.
Yeah, lovely finish to that story.
Thank you. No, but that's true. She went around with one chicken fillet. They were a terrible invention.
They were, yeah. Dreadful.
Like, I'm sorry, girls. I don't have a problem, by the way, with flat-chested women. No, I prefer a buxom woman.
Yeah, but just go and get surgery.
Yeah, go to Turkey.
Yeah, job Turkey. Done. Job
we have
done.
A friend called Turkey Tits.
Turkey Tits?
Yeah.
No, Turkey Teeth.
No, Turkey Tits is her name.
Her. Who?
Did you not know that's her nickname?
Really?
Yeah, sure. There's even an article about it. Hang on.
Turkey Tits?
Yeah, that's her name. She's going to kill me for saying this now. Don't... Yeah, sure, look, it was in the news.
Oh.
So she went to Turkey.
Yeah.
And she got tits.
And now she's nicknamed Turkey Tits.
But I'm not sure if she knows that that's her nickname.
Oh, right, she may not.
It's one of those nicknames that she probably doesn't know.
She's from around this vicinity somewhere.
Oh, is she?
Around this neck of Dublin, yeah, she is.
TT is.
Yeah.
Turkey Tits.
Turkey Tits, yeah.
There you go.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
And it's a miserable, miserable... Well, I don't know. No matter... Okay, I think it's safe to say, no matter when you're listening to this particular part of the podcast, Opinions Matter, it's safe to say that the weather is miserable.
It is. It is.
I mean, you could be listening to this in March, yeah, April, it'll be May, miserable. June. Yeah. It'll be miserable. I want to be away on a sun holiday. I envy people who don't have kids.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why is that, Jeremy?
Well, I reached out to someone there recently,
mm-hmm.
Who goes on about 8 holidays a year. Now, this isn't the person we were talking about off air, by the way.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Private jet person.
Oh, yeah.
This is public jet person.
Public jet, yeah.
And she's always away in that place in Lanzarote. She lives in that place in Lanzarote. What's it called?
Playa Blanca.
No.
Puerto del Carmen.
Up further.
Costa Teguise.
Costa Teguise. Yeah, yep. She's always in Costa Teguise. And she goes on about, I'd say, 8 holidays a year.
Don't be bitter.
Well, I will be bitter, thank you.
No, you decided to dip your wick and mm-hmm. ended up with more rugrats than you can shake a stick at, so don't be bitter.
Sorry.
What are you doing?
Sorry, I had a glazed ring before the show.
What?
I had a glazed ring.
Is that a treatment you get?
A glazed ring. I had a glazed ring.
What's a glazed ring?
What?
What's a glazed ring?
I had a glazed ring down in the car park.
Really?
Yes. That's why I was late coming up.
What is a glazed ring?
Ah, have you never had a glazed ring?
No.
Is anybody listening? Is there anybody listening?
No.
Oh, well, there's no point asking the question. Nobody listens.
So in the car park, before you came in here, you had a glazed ring.
I had a glazed ring.
But I don't even know what...
How nice it was.
Yeah.
It was very nice. It was about 20 seconds and it was all done.
Very nice, very yes. nice.
And sorry, there's just a bit left over.
Anyway, you need to stop being bitter.
Can I just... Yeah, we get back to the bitterness. Can I just say about glazed rings?
Yeah. Is that a donut?
Yes, obviously it's a donut.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm not a fancy donut man. That's it.
Yeah, no, me neither. Yeah. No.
And I'm sorry.
Sugar or icing, that's it.
My kids, when we're up in Dundrum, they always make me bring them to Offbeat Donuts.
Now, oh, right,
if you've never been to Offbeat Donuts, you can get a donut that has like apple on the top and then chocolate and then
yeah, that's
a
not
Kinder
a donut.
Bueno bar. And I'm looking at them eating. Give me a glazed ring any night.
I'm a plain donut man myself.
I love just... You know what I love about a glazed ring? You can put your tongue into a glazed ring. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, lovely. I hope you don't walk around Dundrum making that noise.
You didn't even know what a glazed ring was.
But now I do.
Yeah. I often be seen in Dundrum. And I know many of you, because you've come up to me and asked for photographs and stuff like that.
Nobody ever does that.
If you have. Sorry, I get asked for at least 2 selfies a day.
Two selfies a day. So who? Somebody out in the car park while you were having your glazed...
So there I was, licking the ring.
Yeah.
Getting my tongue right in.
Making that noise.
Making that noise.
Only you didn't come into the hotel.
And someone came up and asked for a selfie, but that's neither here nor there. But I don't like fancy donuts.
No, I don't myself. I'm a plain donut man myself.
Now, give me a bit of jam in
it. Yep, perfect. Perfect. That is a donut.
The only problem about that is I had a jam donut yesterday. Big fan of donuts.
And so it seems.
I forgot that there was a hole at both ends.
Oh, and it squirts out.
So I had the donut in my hand and I was sucking it out of one hole.
Yeah.
But I forgot about the other hole.
And you squirts it out.
Never forget about the second hole.
No, I know, because it squirts out.
You should give equal attention to both holes, is what I'm saying. Anyway, there I was sucking out of the hole and it dropped down to me and it looked as though it was my time of month.
Mm.
It was all
it's
over
happened
my,
to me before.
It was all over my trousers.
Yeah, it's happened to me before. Oh, anyway, back to your
sorry,
business.
Paulie, our friend Paulie is on. Donuts with custard is where it's at. I love
it. I don't mind a donut with custard,
I do like, but again, you have to...
But that's as posh as I'll go in terms of donuts.
But service both holes. That's all I'm saying. Don't neglect a hole.
Yeah, okay, I get it.
Okay?
Yeah. It's happened to me before.
Sorry, my friend...
is on loads of holidays and you're bitter.
She spends, I'd say, 8 weeks of the year in Costa de Quincy.
Fair play
which,
for
by the way, out of all the resorts in Lanzarote...
Yeah, it's the worst.
It's the worst.
Yeah, it is.
It's
yeah.
just a... It's There's a meh. It.
Yeah.
It's a meh. Now, PDC as well. Wouldn't spit on it.
That's all right. It's all right. But
I don't go to resorts that have Burger Kings. I won't go to a resort where I see Burger King.
No, you go to an island where Burger King wouldn't be bothered opening because there's not enough people.
Oh, they actually pulled out last year.
Yeah, there
they
you go.
Pulled
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah.
They literally pulled
out. I know they did.
No, that's a true story.
No, I know that.
No, you think that's a setup for a joke?
No.
I'm not.
They even pulled out of the airport.
They literally pulled out.
Pulled out of the island that you go to.
No, they're still in the airport.
Not in that airport.
They are in the airport. They are in the airport because I saw all the pavos queuing up to give their kids double quarter pounders. Anyway, she spends her whole life in Costa de Keys.
Yeah.
And... I messaged her there a couple of weeks ago when she posted a photograph looking at the sunset over Costa Keys.
Oh, that's lovely, yeah.
And I said, you know what, SJ, I envy you. She said, I have three kids. If I want to go on holidays, I have to make sure they're off school. I have to make sure their passports are in check.
Mm-hmm. So you can't just hop on a plane tomorrow.
We have to spend, myself and the missus have to spend at least 10 grand just to get to the airport. And whereas my friend can just literally hop on a plane and she's there. And she sent me a message back. She says, well, you know what, Jeremy? I envy you because you have three lovely kids.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, brilliant.
So what I'm trying to say is, first of all, you should all go away on holidays because the weather's shite. But secondly...
Bring me with you.
No, that's not what I'm going to say. Secondly, yeah.
Yeah.
The grass isn't always greener. So I'm envying her life because she's in Costa de Quincy at the moment.
Yeah,
but she's envying my life because she sees the photograph of me with the three kids.
Where I have the best of both worlds.
Well, what's
I have
world?
The kids that are grown up now.
Oh, no, your kids
and I can just hop on an airplane when I feel like
your
it.
Your kids don't like you.
Oh, no, they do.
No, they actually...
They absolutely
they
do.
They actually don't.
They do. No, you know quite they well do. They do. I'm so smart.
They don't. Your daughter can't stand you. And your son tolerates
And that's why she puts X's on her text to me. Oh, on her messages.
She sends me kisses as well. So
oh, really?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's highly inappropriate.
I don't think it is.
My daughter is sending you texts. I'm going to tell her fella about this.
Lover boy.
Yeah, I'm going to tell him.
Oh, lover boy.
I am. I'm going
to
tell him.
Sorry, she's able to send me kisses.
Oh, no. Highly inappropriate.
Nah,
you're about 100 years older than her. And she's sending you kisses.
Yeah, yeah. Nice kisses. Like they're
What's good, a nice kiss?
Good kisses.
Nice good kisses. Kisses.
Friendly kisses. Platonic kisses.
Anyway, don't be bitter. I'm off on another holiday in a few weeks. And then probably a few weeks after that.
Yeah, but so you've another issue, or I've an issue that you don't have as well, and I don't know if some of you have this issue.
Which is?
I was seen by a psychic many years ago, and the psychic used to work in our show, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Not your woman now. Someone else. What was her name? I don't know.
Come on, anyway.
We had a psychic... on our radio station.
Round and about you.
I think it was him. It was a male psychic. Yeah,
round and about you, yeah.
Oh, he was round and about me.
Yeah.
Reach around. And I asked him once off air to give me a psychic reading.
Yeah.
And he was doing the cards. He went, I don't like the look of this. And he said, you want me to continue? And I said, yes.
Where is he from?
I can't remember. Pakistan. I said, do you want to continue? And he said, why? And he says, anyway, the heel of the hunt, and I won't do impressions of anymore, was... He said that I can predict how you're going to die.
Oh.
And he said you're going to die in a natural disaster. You're not going to you're not going to die of natural causes. So for that very reason, I won't go anywhere that has either active volcanoes or is a threat of a tsunami. So I'll never go.
Then don't go anywhere.
Well, no, so you're not going to get an active volcano.
You could have a tsunami coming in Port Marlock Harbour here.
You're not going to get an active volcano in Bristol, are you?
Maybe not.
Well, you're not. When has Bristol ever had a volcano?
But you could get it.
I don't want to go to Bristol.
We're on the coast here. The sea is just there.
What?
A tsunami could come up over this hotel.
No, that's not going to happen. So I've looked into this because I'm convinced that I'm going to die. I know I'm going to die of, what is it, natural or unnatural causes? What is it?
What, you're going to die in an earthquake or...
I'm going to die of a disaster.
Right.
That's what he told me. What was his name? Psychic Sid.
Yeah, Psychic Sid, yeah.
He told me I was going to die of a natural disaster. So
really?
I basically looked at a map to this day. I still look at the map and it's a map of the places most likely to be hit by a tsunami or a volcano and I won't go there. That's why I won't go to the Maldives. Tsunami, gone. Have a good hope. Can you imagine being in one of those little huts in the middle of the sea?
So are you going to that same boring kip now every year for the rest of your life?
Well, it's not a boring... It's not a boring...
Here, I have to make a phone call here. Hey, bear with me now for one sec. With me for a second. This is fascinating.
I won't go to tsunami hotspots. I'm sorry.
Where's that? Give me that there. I have to make a phone call here.
Why, what are you doing?
Right, one of our listeners has just been in touch with us, yeah?
Yeah.
And he is currently in Japan. He listens to us in Japan.
Sorry, Angela's after saying you could fall down, dropping down the stairs. You're not listening to me, you tick. The psychic, whose name is Sid, by the way.
Psychic Sid,
told me that I would die from a disaster. What's it called? A force majeure. Is that what it's called?
A force majeure?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's an act of God. It's something that's outside your control. So it's a natural disaster. So if I were to go to, say, Pompeii.
Yeah.
The chances are is that the...
That was 2,000 years ago.
Has that not erupted since?
No.
So we all go.
You're good there, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, go to Pompeii. The other place.
Mount Etna. That's after erupting.
No, the one like the huge one. What's it called?
The huge one?
In America.
Anyway, sorry, our friend Cav, yeah?
Yeah.
Who lives in Japan, he's very big in Japan, yeah?
Yeah.
Has just been sent, minutes ago, an earthquake at Mount Fuji and been warned about, look.
Oh my God.
Tsunami warnings.
Tsunamis all over the place, yeah, yeah. And the problem with Japan is it's all flat.
Is it?
So you can't.
But Mount Fuji is huge.
Yeah, but you're not going to climb on Mount Fuji when there's a volcano there.
Probably not, no. Cav, you're after putting me on. I'm going to Japan in a few months.
Here, Cav, we can't afford to lose a listener in a tsunami, so
a presenter.
Get to high ground! Are you listening?
Look at that, isn't that mad?
Yeah. So I won't go to Tenerife either.
Why?
Because that's the next place that's going to be hit by a tsunami.
What, Mount Teddy?
Why?
Mount Teddy?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you go to that place, that the boring Canary Island, yeah?
Yeah.
That's going to be hit with a tsunami as well.
No, I've checked. I've checked.
If Mount Teide is to blow up, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Huge tsunami.
Gone.
Gone.
Fuck, there's another place off my list. Where can I go? Where can I open my home?
Stay here in Port Marlock, bring the kids out to the hotel.
Malaga.
No. Tsunami's there as well.
Madrid.
Yeah, you're fairly safe there. It's the middle of the country.
Safe Madrid. That's a true story. And by the way, and my advice to all of you, because I know a lot of you use psychics from time to time, yeah? Mm-hmm. My advice to you guys would be, never go to a psychic that's going to tell you how you're going to die. I'm always constantly looking behind my back.
For a tsunami?
No, for any natural disaster.
Well, you're good for earthquakes. We don't get many of them here.
Yeah.
So you're good enough there, yeah?
Okay. I mean, there was one day last summer that Adrian jumped into the sea here at Port Marnock.
And it did cause a tsunami.
Literally, people are running to high ground.
Talking of that, by the way.
No, we can't talk anymore.
Just to find my final thought today, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
As I was coming into the hotel, the lovely Sands Hotel here in Port Marnock.
Beautiful, yeah.
It was Baltic. It was gale force winds. Yeah, nearly a hurricane. And there's people getting in to swim. Gosh, what makes them tick?
Yeah, I know. Tick or tick?
Well, both, actually.
Well, they are tick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to know what makes them tick. Why would you want to get into the sea when the weather is like that?
I've never swam in the Irish Ocean.
The Irish Sea.
Or sea. Have you ever swam in the Irish Sea?
Of course I have, yeah. I've swam here in Port Marnock.
Well, I'd say that was a sight to behold.
It was.
Did they come along and harpoon you? There's a whale in Irish waters.
You're a prick.
Anyway, don't go anywhere where it's... have you ever been to Maldives or Mauritius or any of those?
No, I haven't. No.
Dodgy, isn't it?
What's dodgy about it?
They're on tectonic plates.
Oh, no, I haven't been. But now Cav is after turning me off going to Japan.
Well, tsunamis are big in Japan.
They are, I know, yeah.
Big in Japan. And there's nowhere to go. Like if it comes in, you just have to wave at the wave and go.
Hope for the best.
And hopefully you get your armbands or whatever.
Live from Ireland, it's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.